this is part two. It's called How to Set Up a Consultation and Other Important Questions. The goal in the client gathering step is to set up a free 15-minute consultation with prospects. And in part two, you'll hear more on how to do that. David never does a presentation on the spot, no matter how badly anyone wants him to. And in part two, you'll understand why he does that. You'll also hear answers to the most frequently asked questions about client gathering, like how to use prospects, existing websites to show them exactly how they can make more money by going with you. A word-for-word pitch that prospects can't resist. Exactly what clients get for their $5,000 package. The two things you'll have to set up yourself, even if you outsource all the work. The HIMA system is the perfect stepping stone for a marketing career as a HIMA consultant because you're already finding clients who desperately need marketing help. Imagine being able to take those businesses to the next level without ever increasing their advertising budget. And if you use the clients you get from the HIMA system, you'll have all the funding you need to get the ball rolling on a HIMA system today. Now get out there and do it.
I'm not really their competition. You know, some of them kind of view me as that, but I'm not. You know, I don't want to run a fight and do all that stuff. But the difference that I pound into these business owners' heads when I'm in front of them is that your site was created by somebody who's an IT guy. You know, so it's a real pretty, real flashy site sometimes. It has flash video and all kinds of garbage on it. And it doesn't even have a lead capture mechanism on it. You know, he might have a 20-page website that is really doing absolutely nothing for them but taking up cyberspace. And all you have to do to kill just about anything that they say to you is, let me ask you a question, Mr. Business Owner, Mrs. Business Owner. When was the last time they came into your store or called you because of that website? I don't think that's ever happened. That's right. So I tell them the main difference between the website that they have, I said it's a really pretty new website and it looks graphically great, but the difference is it was built by somebody who is into software on the engineering side of things, and the difference between their site and the site that I'll make you is I am a direct marketer. I sell stuff by getting people online to take action right now, today, not next week, not next month, today. And I don't care if I want them to put their name in a form, if I want them to buy my product, whatever it is that I want them to do, I have a high percentage of those folks that do exactly what I tell them to do. That's the difference between an IT site and a direct response site. Which one do you think is better for business? And that usually ends a lot of it because it tells them that their guy did a great job, but he's not a marketer. You know, there's a difference. That's not his fault. But now that you know the difference, we need to correct that. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Yep.
So instead of better optimizing their site, we're just creating them a whole new site and dumping their old site?
Actually, they can keep their old site, but the process with a $5,000 package is we'll create them a one-page lead capture site that converts really well. And we'll do it under a domain name that we have specifically researched to find out that it's basically a long-tailed keyword. That's their new domain. So I don't really care what they've got going on there. I'm going to redirect their old site to the new one anyway. So I'm just going to leave it out there. You know, you can go there if you want to. It doesn't really matter to me. But the main thing is you don't want to get into overhauling websites. It's a mess. I've been there and done that before, and it is absolutely not worth it. I had a client that paid me five figures one time a long time ago when I was younger and dumber to go in there and overhaul his website, and it was a mess. Because you're following somebody that already built it that you have absolutely no clue what they've done in there. And when you get in there, you say, oh, my gosh. So it's really not worth it. I would rather get in, get out with a 5K check, and make the residuals, and I'm finished in 2 or 3 days. I'm on to the next one. Even if I'm doing it all myself now, I can finish a client in less than 3 days, an entire package. Now that I'm outsourcing it, I can do 3 a day.
Dave, you said you're redirecting their old site to the new site. Now, for people who have really elaborate sites with, you know, a lot of different graphics and flash videos and everything, are we also linking the new site to the old site?
Absolutely. I'm going to put the same autoresponder form a lot of times on old site and use it on both because some of the visitors will go to their old site anyway. Right. If you redirect it, it's totally up to you. Some of them will, some of them won't. Not a big deal. But if you give them a brand new domain name, that's long-tail keyword domain, they're going to get a lot of traffic anyway. and they're there just basically to get in the list. And then after they get in the autoresponder list, I'm going to introduce them to the old site. And I'll tell you why that is. It's a proven method. If you guys think about it, that's what's happening to you guys right now, is you'll hit a website, you put your opt-in in, and then in the email, normally, they'll redirect you to the main site. And the reason is because the main site, for a small business, it's not really meant to sell somebody. It's just basically meant to give them information. So I don't want them to hit that guy's site in cyberspace the way it is now, gather all the information that they want, and then go on to his competitor and on to the next competitor. You know, so they get all kinds of information for free, and they can make a decision without me. That's what I want to avoid. So if they go to Dimitri's shop and they hit his website and they have to put their information in to get his free report, you know, that you put in there, or to get on his newsletter, then they do that and then they're redirected to the main page. But the advantage to that is 90% of the businesses out there in your local area don't have a lead capture system. They don't. They don't know any better. So the advantage that my client has over everybody else in that niche is he's already got these folks on his list. So even while they're making a decision and checking out his competition, they're getting something from him every single day, telling them why he's better than everybody else. Makes a big difference. So any other questions on client gathering?
Do you have a checklist of what to look for on their site to make it easier for the presentation to tell them what they need?
Yeah, actually, that's in the next segment.
Okay.
And that's where you start out, you know, by just right-clicking on their site, and then there's a checklist of everything to go through there. And like with Mike's bike repair, what I did was I took the commas out in the notepad for him, and I said, hey, I explained to him how that worked, and he was thrilled. And he said, well, how can I change that? And I said, well, I can't change it because I don't know what your server login is. Your webmaster does, so. And he goes, oh, it's my son-in-law. So I saved the file on his desktop, the notepad file, the corrected one. And then I said, you might also want to change these two words around because they're saying the exact same thing. They're a synonym, and they're back-to-back, which is a big no-no in web copy. So I took one of those out and replaced the word for him in his headline. And I took the commas out and put an extra keyword in there for him. And then I saved it on his desktop. And I said, all you have to do is send that as an attachment to your webmaster. It's the complete web page, but it's corrected. And all he's got to do is upload it into the server and replace the existing one. It takes about 10 seconds. And guess what? I left there with a check. Because I looked at him and said, there's a freebie for you, Mike. He goes, oh, you're not going to charge me for that? And I said, no, I'm not going to charge you for that. It took me, what, 10 minutes? I said, but there is a lot of stuff on there that needs to be corrected. But I said, I'm not going to charge you for that. That's crazy to me. But by the time I left there, that guy knew that he desperately needed my services. Said his son-in-law was good, but he wasn't that good. And then I told him I didn't want to cause any ill feelings, you know, between family members. And you run into this a lot. You know, his brother's mother's cousin does it for him, and he didn't want to step on his toes. And I told him that. I said, well, Mike, I don't want to step on your son-in-law's toes. And he goes, hey, I don't care. He said, I'm just going to tell him. I've got a freelance consultant working with me, and he's making some changes to the site. And whatever he sends you, you need to implement, okay? And he said, I'm paying him. He said, I'm not worried about his feelings. So sometimes you run into that. But the next segment is going to be the actual meeting, you know, between you and the business owner. And it's going to be step by step. There's a checklist and there's a formula. And I also have a lot of the head nodding phrases that go through there. Wouldn't you agree with that, Mike? And it just makes total sense to them. And then afterwards, we'll be getting into checking in. There's a little trick that I use after I nail them as a client and I put up their website. It's just like I said, I can call the 800 number on the side of the cash register and on the side of the credit card terminal, or the business owner can. And what you do is change the header information on the receipt so that it puts your new website on there. And guess what that does? Every customer that comes in that store, if they're brand new, walked in off the street, or they're a regular customer, every one of those gets your website on the new receipt. And it says, want preferred customer discounts? Sign up here. It's free. Well, everybody wants to be a preferred customer, and everybody looks at their receipt. So now he starts building a list of all of the walk-in traffic that he's got, and all of them are buyers, because if they're not a buyer, they didn't get a receipt. Not a bad deal, huh? And it really is that simple. I had a fellow down here in Mount Pleasant, Artie's Bar and Grill, on the beach, and we sent out a party invitation to his list, and he was adding between 40 and 50 people a day to his list, just from that one method. So whenever we got ready to have the party, I blasted it out there for him, and we were in Mount Pleasant that day, which is about 30 miles from here, and we were over there visiting a friend of mine. I said, hey, I'm going to stop by the Bar and Grill down there and see how they're doing. So Susan and I stopped in there, and as soon as Artie saw us come through the door, come out from behind the bar, sat us down, gave us a free lunch, free drink, whatever you guys want, and he said, this place is packed. And he said, and it's packed because of you, my friend. That's a great feeling. So there are a lot of places now, because we've been doing this for so long, that you're almost like a celebrity. Because we'll be out shopping somewhere, and business owners will come up and say, I thought that was you. And I was like, I don't remember who that is, but I'm sure he's one of my clients. So you start to get that a lot when you're out. And then you also get special deals. My wife and I actually got a free harbor cruise from one of my clients because of the increased business that we sent them, travel agency. We also got to eat at a 5-star restaurant, totally free. Wouldn't let us pay for it. Owner of the place came out and said, about a third of the people in this room are packing your coupons, buddy. He said, this one's on me. Get anything you want.
Have you ever used something like a value pack?
No. And to me, during a workshop, and you guys will get a workshop format, but during the workshop, I tear that stuff to pieces. You know, how are you staying in touch with your current customer base? Are you using direct mail, the Pony Express? Well, you're in the 18th century. If you're still contacting your customers through direct mail, you're spending a lot of money needlessly. You know, now if you're using telemarketers, of course, everybody hates telemarketers, but at least you've moved up to the 20th century. What I'm here to show you today is how to move into the 21st century of hands-free marketing. And you should have their attention from that point forward. The word hands-free is what every business owner wants to hear. So we'll be going over all of that, and by the end of the day, you guys should get the module that contains the website, so you guys can throw that up if you want to do that. Your only expense if you put on your own workshop, like at a local hotel or that type thing, your only expense out of pocket is the cost for the newspaper ad. That's all you have to pay up front. The rest of it will come, you know, the funding for the room and for the meeting space. And we even had a guy who had no computer because he couldn't afford one. His other one crashed and he couldn't afford to replace it. So he put on a workshop. I helped him throw that. I wasn't there, but I just helped him through the process, just like you guys. And he put up the little website, got it rolling, and he actually went to Rent-A-Center, paid $45, I think, to rent a laptop computer, and he used that for the workshop, and he walked away with a little over $1,000 in his pocket, plus he picked up 2 clients on the back for $5,000. So it can be done in the worst of situations. It just basically depends on you guys. And if you haven't got Willie's book, Get Off the Porch, that's a really good motivator. And that's basically true. You guys can make a ton of money at this very easily, but the main deal is you have to get off the porch. So when the folks start calling you, you start setting the appointments. If you need anything at all, please let me know, and I will help you as much as I possibly can. And if you run across a situation, I've even had students call me that were students of mine a year ago, you know, that called me because they ran across a situation with a business owner they've never, ever heard before. And chances are, I have. So in my AWeber account right now, I have over 1,100 clients in there. And I'm getting paid every single month from every single one of those. And you guys can be doing the same thing. So it only takes 4 clients to get the money up front, and that's anywhere from $10,000 to $20,000, depending on the package they pick, for you up front. Plus, for every 4 business owners you get, that's $1,000 a month in residual income. Now, this is the one catch that you guys might want to write down, and this is a big catch, is that even if you outsource the package to us or you do all the work yourself, either way, you have to do 2 things. Number one, you have to buy their domain name for like $8 to $10, the new one, because you want to have total control over that domain. So either the business owner buys it or you buy it, but you want to have some type of control over that domain. That's a mindset. The business owner knows that too. He's pretty much at your mercy, and that's where you want him. And the second thing that you have to do on your own is set up an autoresponder account that has unlimited autoresponders in it. I use AWeber. You can use any of them. There's a lot of good ones out there, but they're normally about $20 a month. And you can choose one of them, and that's where you store all your data. Now, the neat thing about that is that with unlimited autoresponders, you could have 1,000 accounts in there, and each one of them is a different business. And what I do is name the autoresponder after the client's business. The last one I created in there was Mike's Bike Repair. So that way, if Mike calls me and says, hey, can you blast this coupon out there? I just PayPal'd you $100. I said, yeah, I'll put it out there when you want to go out. Now all I got to do is log into AWeber, look through all of my autoresponders for Mike's Bike Repair, log in there, do a broadcast, log out, go to the beach, I'm finished. But that's very important that you have control over the list you're building for him. And we're going to get into some advanced strategies about how you guys can monetize that along with the business owner. And there's some big money in that. And I'll show you guys how to monetize that later on when you start getting some lists. And guess what? You never, ever, ever have a problem collecting your monthly maintenance fee from the business owner because you own his domain and you own his list.
You're listening to an exclusive interview found on Michael Sinoff's HardToFindSeminars.com.
It's a hell of a lot cheaper for them to blast out an email for $100 than to pay to put an ad in the newspaper or anything, too.
Oh, absolutely.
They're happy to do that, I'm sure.
And see, I told one guy that owns Phillips Shoes down here, and he sells specialized shoes. I told him to cut back on his offline advertising, $3,500 full page ads and all that kind of garbage, you know, billboards and all this stuff. I said, just stop that stuff. Stop it. Now you've got a large enough database, and he's got a number of them in there. I said, where we can send one coupon to that database, it's going to outproduce anything you can do other than that, I guarantee you. So we did that once, and then he calls me up, and he was, you know, Mr. Negativity, I'm not really sure if that's working. I'm kind of sorry I backed off my advertising. And I was like, well, I understand that, but when is your next sale? Well, the next sale's on the 3rd, the weekend of the 3rd. And I said, okay. I said, stand by, because I'm going to put this one out there just like I did the others, but I'm going to prove to you that this works. So what I did was put a coupon disclaimer on the bottom that said, if you want this discount, you must present this to Philip only, since you're a preferred customer. Well, they closed at 7 o'clock that night, and at 7:15, Philip called me. And as soon as I answered the phone, he goes, Philip, over here at the Philip store. And I said, hey. I said, how'd that sale go? And he goes, please don't do that again. He said, I stand corrected. He said, that's all I did all day long, was run to the front of the store to get another coupon. Every time I would go to the office and try to get something done, they would come in and say, somebody's here to see you. So, yes, it does work. And that's a method that you can use to prove to them that it works. And you normally only have to do that one time. So on the next one, we'll send you details, you know, by email. And then, of course, Susan may call you also and update you. We will be having at least a weekly conference call just like this every single week. So if you have questions or if you have problems or if you get stuck, you know that you're going to be able to hop on here and kind of share with the rest of the group what's going on and maybe get some guidance and some advice as well. And these will be recorded. So you can actually download them and listen to them, and you'll get those probably within about 2 to 3 hours. It takes our IT guys a little time to get them and convert them, and then they'll shoot them to me as soon as they're finished. Okay?
Okay. So when are you going to send the website page that we can eventually use as a lead generation?
Oh, you'll actually get that later on this evening. As soon as the MP3 comes in, what they'll do is send you a module, and it'll just say Module 1 Client Gathering, and it'll have all that info in there. And it'll have two different things for the web page in there. It'll have actually an example that you can go to and live link and click on and see the exact same one that I used. And then it'll also have a notepad in there of the raw HTML for that website. So if you want to do it that way, you can just copy and paste it and change it any way you want to on the server itself. Just try to make it as easy as possible. So you could either upload it directly onto your server very easily and then edit it yourself, or you can edit the raw HTML and then upload it. And if you get stuck with the call, and we'll help you as much as we can. So you'll get a package, and it's going to have your direct mail letter in there. So if you want to send out direct mail to some of the business owners, GoLeads is a great place to do that if you're going to do direct mail. Just go there and look up the businesses in your zip code. There's tons of them. The last time I went and looked up and just hit all businesses, in my zip code alone, there were 13,000 businesses registered. You'll never, ever have to send out more than about a dozen a week. That's all you need to do is send out about a dozen of those letters a week, and you're going to start getting calls.
I really want to get started on this, like, now.
That's how you do it. Is set up the workshops, just like we were talking about on this call. Start setting up the workshops. Start working with B2B salespeople. Get in touch with the SBA. That's basically your action plan to get started yesterday.
A workshop isn't going to happen for 3 or 4 weeks because you need lead time. You need time to get it into the paper. The paper doesn't go out till Thursday. So, you know, there's Thursday. You need 2 weeks beyond Thursday. That's 3 weeks before I would ever have a workshop in this town.
To a degree, that's true, but you can do it several different ways. If you do the B2B salespeople, those people are going to start hammering for you instantly. And instead of putting an ad in the paper, why don't you go to the office of the B2B sales staff?
Well, there is a leads organization here in Howard County, Maryland, that was started by a fellow quite a number of years ago, and I was in it for a time. He also has expanded, so it's in other counties, it's in D.C., it's in Virginia. I could join again. I don't know what his cost is. I could join again and immediately start going to all the meetings. All the meetings have salespeople for their companies there.
Client gathering with this scenario is basically only limited by your own imagination and ingenuity. There's tons and tons of different ways you can do it. When I started out, I just would actually go into the business, and I wouldn't go in there as a salesperson. I would just go in there and be looking around, kind of shoot the breeze with the owner, and then after I talked to him 2 or 3 minutes, I would drop that question on him. How are you currently staying in touch with your customer base? What are you talking about? You mean like mailing them coupons or, yeah, how do you stay in touch with them? Do you even have a list of them? No. Why? I got some of them. There you go. Would you be interested if I could sit down with you for about 15 minutes? I can't do it today, but if I could sit down with you for about 15 minutes for free and show you how to cut your advertising costs by 60 to 70% and increase your volume at the same time, totally hands-free.
Well, they're going to say yes.
Well, yeah. Well, I don't have time today, like I said. Have you got a card or something I can get from you? And they give me their business card, and I write on the back of it. I said, what would be a good time for you? I could see you at 11 on Monday. I'll put that down here. And then at 11 o'clock Monday, I'm back. And now I am a salesperson. And that's how I started out. Before I figured out all these other methods, that was how I started out. And in 3 days in the field, I picked up my first 2 clients. And what was really funny was I picked them both up on the 3rd day. So it took me 2 days of schmoozing around the local shops, not selling, just schmoozing around the local shops until I picked up my first 2 clients.
Okay.
Some of the folks can do that, and some of the others don't. You know, they don't want to do that, and I don't blame them. But it's totally up to the person. I never, ever do a presentation right there on the spot, no matter what the business owner says. I just don't have time today.
No, I wouldn't do that. But I need the presentation materials and the checklist so that I can go over stuff with them and convince them they need me.
Not a problem. If you can, try to set up the free consultations, and those are usually really easy to do. If you can set up the free consultation, then you're in, and you can go back with everything and go over it all with them, and it's very simple to do. And I'll work with you on that case. That's not a problem. But you need to start getting the consultation set up first.
Okay.
And as soon as you can do that, then we can move on to the next one. This is a very simple business model, folks. And the only people I've ever worked with that didn't really do well with it were folks that were trying to reinvent it or make it a lot more complicated than it really is.
People like this out there?
Just about everybody.
I looked at the web pages for 2 businesses I'd like to approach, and neither one of them has a lead capture page. It's just the old-time static web page with all the tabs and, you know, all the different compartments.
Yeah, and that's terrible for them because their competition is the same way. And if I'm online hunting for something locally, sporting goods as an example, you know, I'm going to hit 7 or 8 different competitors that are all have informational pages, but they got no way to capture my attention and get me to notice them. So for me, I don't really care who they are because I don't know them, and I haven't got to know them, so it's a price factor for me. You know, whoever's got the cheapest ball glove is where I'm going. But on the flip side of that, if you can get a site up for them that has a lead capture mechanism in it and you can grab their attention and get them to put their information in there, he might have a customer for life, and that's worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. And business owners realize that. For every brand new customer they get, they're worth $4,000 to $5,000 a year minimum.
I have a customer of mine ready to be cooked. But that is pretty big. The guy used to be a manager of about 700 stores. He formed his own company and stuff like this. At the moment, he's got, I believe, 26 stores.
That's great.
And his site is, I mean, nowhere near where it's supposed to be. As you said, no lead caption mechanism. What I even looked at it is he doesn't even have any tags in it. No keywords at all.
Yeah, and that's not unusual, believe it or not.
And so he's pretty much ready. The sooner we can get that presentation, the better.
I gotcha. So I'll be working with some of you kind of off of the calls, too. Well, I'll be working with all of you off of the calls. We'll walk you through the process, and I'll be contacting you sometime during this coming week just to set up a time with you that's convenient for you, and we'll go through the next steps one-on-one to get you guys rolling as quickly as we can. So for some of you, that'll be as early as Monday. We'll be contacting every one of you on Monday to set up a time based on how soon you want to get out there. How about Monday?
Okay.
I am in a job.
Yeah, I remember you told me that.
It's literally making me ill.
That's tough. There was a guy that was one of my students that I actually mentored. He came on board. I did not know this at the time, but he spent the last of the money that he had with me, and then he told me that afterwards. So I got together with him, and just like I am you guys, on Monday, we'll be giving you a call, and I took him through the other steps as quickly as he could retain it, and he was actually making money by the end of that first week. The check that he got was a $500 check just to set up an autoresponder on Wednesday, and we just started with him Monday, and by Friday, he had his first $1,500 check that actually turned into a $5,000 check. So we gave him the whole package in one day, the $1,500 package, and the guy called him back 2 days later and said, can I pay you the difference if you'll finish this for me?
How do we get traffic to a site?
I understand that the autoresponder and capturing the leads, but how do we actually get traffic to a site?
Well, one of the biggest ways, believe it or not, is in getting the traffic to the customer site. And I don't ever promise them that. That's a big, big mistake. That's out of my arena. You know, that's a totally different program. If you want to generate tons and tons of traffic, I can show you how to do that, but it's not part of this package.
Okay.
And the reason for that is if they have a fairly good amount of money, I can hook them up with the number one guy in Google AdWords, number one. And this guy can target geographically their long-tailed keywords and everything, and he uses Google, and he's going to slam them. And they will start getting traffic 15 minutes after I call him. That's a $2,500 package, and the guy that does that for me is Greg Peter. So you can look him up online. All the gurus use Greg, all of us.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Yannick Silver uses him, Willie uses him, I use him, Jim Edwards uses him, everybody uses him.
Is there any kickback for me to getting the customer?
Absolutely there is.
Oh, okay.
Plus he also has a maintenance fee that he charges him every single month. That's $500 a month, and you get part of that too. Because normally once he sets it up, the maintenance fee is free. He never has to touch it again.
My naturopathic doctor, a holistic doctor, is not wanting for clients to walk in the office, but he wants his website to start making him money.
There's other ways you can do that. Like I own another company called All Media Online, and we have an office in the West Coast, we have an office in the East Coast, and that one's a full-blown e-commerce package. That one's 12 and a half grand. But that also includes a marketing video that's produced by a professional writing staff from Hollywood, and it also includes professional voiceovers. The last voiceover we did for a client was the guy that does the Allstate commercial right now, the black fellow that says, "Are you in good hands?" That's one of our voiceover talents. We also have Elizabeth Hurley. She is Hanna-Barbera's cartoon characters. So we have tons and tons of the right talent, but it's expensive. But it does work. We've got a signed affidavit from an eye surgeon who does LASIK surgery where he sent us a signed affidavit that the first quarter after he hired Andrew and I, he made over $800,000 in increased profit. So what we do is create a professional video for the client and production costs and everything else. We can do green screens behind them. We can make them appear to be anywhere. And once we write that and get it out there, we tag the video, turn it over to Greg, and he Google tags it, and then they start getting absolutely hammered. I also have a dashboard from Cindy Parker, another guru that a lot of you may not know, but only the gurus know about this, and I'll send you a link for that if you guys want it. But you can actually sign up for her. It's like $70 a month, $67, I think. And she has a dashboard back there that you can use for your clients. You can write one article for them or a press release or have our staff do it, and this thing will submit all of your videos, strip the audio off of them, turn it into a podcast and an RSS feed automatically, broadcast that, and it will also submit it to about 300 different article directories and all of the top 30 PR engines. And you can do it all in about 10 minutes right from that one site. That's how we do product launches, by the way.
I think Mark Hendricks sent out an email about her when she was launching that product.
Yeah. Billy sent one out also.
Yep. So that's good stuff. We use that. We use a lot of different techniques. So there are some other packages, you know, that you guys can offer later on, but I want to get you some of these smaller ones under your belt first. But we will eventually allow you guys to start tying in with what Andrew and I do. And that pays a lot more than $5,000, believe me.
Okay. I always knew that hanging out with the millionaires would help to make you rich.
So you should have pretty much everything that you need for the moment, you know, to start getting the clients to call you, getting them to contact you. And once you start implementing that, then we can move on to the next step, and you'll be ready to actually start going and doing the free consultations. That's the next step. And then, of course, the last step is either doing it yourself or outsourcing and setting up, you know, the autoresponders and the domain and that type of thing. And that's really your final step. That's how easy it is. From that point on, you're done, and you're collecting $250 to $500 a month from every business owner that you hit.
Now I'll be watching for your stuff to arrive.
Yep, so we'll go from that. Look for a call on Monday sometime. If we miss you, it's not a big deal. We will leave a message, and you can either email us back or call us back, whatever your preference is. Makes no difference to me. And we'll just go from there. So start working on setting up the systems to bring the people to you. And this is not a joke. If you implement some of these systems correctly, just some of them, you are absolutely going to have more clients than you can handle. So I will speak to each one of you on Monday. And in the meantime, have a great weekend and make it a prosperous one.
If you have any questions, please contact Michael at michael@michaelsinoff.com. Thanks for listening.